A little girl came up to the priest and was so excited because it was almost Christmas. And so the priest decided to give her a little quiz and said, "So, who is it that you're getting prepared to see? Who are you going to welcome at Christmas this year?" And the little girl with big eyes looked up at him and said, "Aunt Mary." Not Jesus, not Santa, Aunt Mary. Well, he came to learn that she hadn't seen Aunt Mary in what must have seemed to be an eternity. And she went on to recount about all they were doing to get ready for Aunt Mary's visit at Christmas. All the stuff they were doing, how they were decorating, how they were baking, and how they were getting the rooms ready and everything cleaned up. They had an important guest that was coming to their house for Christmas, and they were going to be prepared. And that little girl was so filled with excitement. You know, we as a human race, historically, we're preparing. We were preparing to receive the Messiah, the one who had been prophesied throughout the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament. They knew that a time was going to come, that somehow God would come to liberate His people. The Messiah would come. Certainly we know it didn't happen in exactly the way that one would have expected. But when we hear John the Baptist crying out, in the words of Isaiah, the one crying out in the wilderness, he had a message to convey. It was important. It wasn't a casual conversation. He cried out, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight His paths. Prepare a highway for our God." Martin Luther King Jr. said that when we become silent, when we cease to have something that we're willing to cry out for, that is the first step towards dying. And that's the first step towards dying. And yet here we are in the midst of Advent, listening to the words of the Baptist, crying out to us today to prepare the way of the Lord. Now we have to ask ourselves, not just what are we doing to prepare, but why are we doing it? Theologians, great fathers of the church, have written about the three comings of Christ. The first in history, Jesus coming, taking on human flesh. He who always existed, taking on God, becoming one with humanity. Now, we often just take that for granted, don't we? But you know, there literally were fights in the first century, or the first centuries of Christianity, about the identity of Jesus. We profess in our creed that He's one in substance, consubstantial with the Father. And those are words we go right back, but it basically is a proclamation that Christ always existed even before we knew time as it exists. You know St. Nicholas, who we just celebrated this week? At the Council of Nicaea that gave us the creed, St. Nicholas was there. And according to the story, so was another bishop by the name of Arius, who was proclaimed a heretic because he said that Jesus was created. You know how Nicholas dealt with Arius? He punched him in the nose. End of story. Yeah, he wasn't jolly old St. Nicholas that day, was he? But you know, the point is, God wanted to be with us. He came to us in history, but not just to be back confined to a period about 2 millennia ago. He also is going to come again in glory, with salvation for His people. That's something we look forward to. And it may be in the distant future, we don't know. But just as important is God wants to come to us now. here today. God's love for the human race was such that He wanted to become one with us, to walk among us, but that love burns so greatly, has not been extinguished, that He wants to continue to meet us where we are right now. So what do we have to prepare for? God! God who wants to be one with us. God who wants to visit us. God who wants to reveal Himself to us even in the present moment and in moments that we might not ever be able to plan for. The church gives us the season of Advent in a way of really structuring our preparation. We structure it towards the celebration of Christmas. And we say, how do we prepare for that great feast? St. Catherine of Siena famously spoke of preparing our hearts like we would rooms. I remember whenever our family would have a big gathering that we were hosting when I was a real little kid, one of the jobs that I always got was to make sure that my room was clean. I never quite understood why my room was so important to be clean. We weren't going to be eating in my room. Anybody who went to my room were going to be kids like myself, my cousins or whatever. They didn't care. I found out later on it was one of the ways that my mother could actually get me to clean my room. Because people were coming, guests were coming. We wanted to be the best we could be. How do we do that? It's by upping the ante in our prayer, putting ourselves before the Lord, making a good confession before Christmas. What did John the Baptist say? Make straight the way of the Lord. Prepare a highway for our God. In other words, make it easy for God to meet us. Get rid of the barriers. Get rid of the hurdles. Get rid of the sin. Anything that keeps us from being able to recognize or to experience or to accept. You know, so often we buy into the line that God won't visit me, God won't meet me, God won't reveal Himself to me because I'm so not worthy. Yet our worthiness isn't based on our accomplishments, it's on what God has done and what God wants to do out of love for us. Remember, even while we were sinners, Christ died for us. If He'd go to that extent, why wouldn't He forgive us today? But on the other side, we have to also say, as a community, how do we prepare to welcome the Lord into our midst? I'd say on every Sunday, but even as we prepare for the celebration of Christmas. You know, one of the best things about being a priest, one of the fringe benefits, is on Christmas Eve, we never have to fight for a seat. It's the busiest time of the year in any Christian church throughout the world. More people attend Mass at Christmas than any other day of the year. And most attend on Christmas Eve. Now, here's the thing. We have to make really an intentional decision as well as an intentional effort as to how we prepare ourselves. Because there's always that temptation to say, well, I'm here all the time. I'm the most important. And yet one of the biggest things that we're charged with is not just seeing Christ in others, but also being Christ for others. How are we ready to be receptive to that person today or on Christmas Eve that we come into church and find in our regular seat? How are we at extending a welcome, some assistance if it's needed, for the person who may not have been in church since last Christmas, or maybe hasn't been in church for many years, or may only be coming to church that night to appease a spouse, a mom, or maybe a child that's singing in a choir? Our hearts, like our doors, need to be flung wide open. Remember what St. Teresa of Calcutta told us, that we need to see Christ in every person, even the ones that might cause us to have to give up our seat or might cause us a little inconvenience. You know, or sometimes it just means I'll go on Christmas Day to make sure the seats are available or the parking spots are available. Because let's face it, we have what I like to call organized pandemonium on Christmas Eve, or as organized as we can get it. But it's all about not focusing on what is our most comfortable position, but on simply two things. Welcoming Christ into our hearts and to our lives anew, He who came in history, who wants to come to us in mystery, but also being able to welcome Him in the person who comes to us, who's cramming us into our pew, who may be causing us to stand, or not being in exactly the view that we'd like to have. As a community, that's a posture we all are called to adopt, of opening those doors, of opening those seats, of opening ourselves to be vulnerable to accepting Christ, even in the most basic of ways. So we really have a truncated Advent this year. The fourth week of Advent lasts only hours. We have little time to prepare, but it's enough. It's more than enough. Because we just need to be prepared to have our eyes open to meet Christ wherever it is that He wants to meet us. In our time of quiet prayer, in celebrating the healing sacrament of reconciliation, in the person who may be squeezing us into our seat or causing overflow parking. You know, if we're prepared, and we have that view, how can we do anything this Christmas other than rejoice? Amen?
Amen.